got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
All right, Insecure, episode one. So we're doing this a little different, real quick, just kind of set the stage. So we're doing this a little bit different than most people. Most people do their recaps the day, the night of, or the day after. We're going to set you up for episode two. So you come here, listen to our recap, and then you can go watch.
Not the album recap.
Our
recap. Sorry. The Mississippi came out a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So listen to our recap, and then go watch episode two. So you'll be, you know, so yeah. So that's it. So that's how we're going to do it. So season one, go, Sophie.
Why I got to be the one to go? I was the only one who watched it.
No, I watched it.
Only one that hasn't watched it is FIFO.
Yeah.
You thought we were just going to let you talk the whole time?
No.
What do you mean you thought you were the only one that watched it?
No, I said like I was the only one who watched it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Don't look at me like I'm the only one that didn't get it.
No,
all three of us.
I heard the same thing. So did you like it? What you think?
Oh, she hit me with the, that's a simile.
I know, y'all ain't
fuck you,
that.
Sophie. Thank you. I can't stand her ass.
What?
Oh, college educated motherfucker.
What?
You be hitting me with some fucking half-ass big words. I know what a simile is. God damn it. I'm mad now.
Let's go. I'm fired up.
I didn't even hear that shit. What?
I heard it.
That was good, though. I can't fight.
Yeah,
it was. I heard that shit.
So what's up?
Anyway. I just have feelings. So I feel like the first... Damn.
What are you doing?
The fuck is that? Is that a snort?
It was a laugh slash snort.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're probably picking it up from me. I'm sorry.
So what's your feeling?
So I feel like this show is a goddamn mess. Now, I say this because I think that there is supposed to be some type of growth that we're supposed to be seeing with certain characters. And I think that we're going to possibly see that over the course of the season. But what happened in episode one was just kind of like, Issa is not doing that good. My girl is struggling, okay? She's not doing the best. She's not making the best decisions. I love how they set up the beginning where, you know, she's, well... There's some girl fucking Daniel.
The opening scene.
At first, that was a good setup. I wasn't going to lie. I was like, my bitch is out here. And then you see her on the couch just...
looking like a simp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like she is sucker. Like, damn, these niggas are at it again. And I'm like, oh, not my girl. So you can see how their rooming situation turned out right after she asked to move in with him. And just the whole episode, just from that and... her doing Lyft on the side because her job isn't paying enough and she's not...
Struggle is
real. Isn't she still on probation?
Something going on.
Yeah. She's still on like probation at work. Can't get back to what she wanted to do. And it's just not looking very good. It's almost like she's become Lawrence in a sense. Like,
oh, wow.
Really,
I didn't even think about it that way.
Like,
damn.
We didn't really lose Lawrence because he's technically still on the show.
Nah, we lost Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence gone. Lawrence is missed.
He is.
But, mm-hmm. I mean.
Stay with Lawrence.
Yeah.
She fucked up.
It's been one
episode.
She'll
be getting fucked up.
Huh?
I said, she'll be getting fucked up right now.
I'll just get straight into it. I feel like this episode felt flat to me.
Really?
Personally, yeah.
I liked this episode.
Nah, I didn't really. I feel like I know it's like a setup.
It's the first, yeah, it's
yeah,
the
no,
first
it's,
one.
I feel like it was like all over the place. So, you know, I understand it being the first one, but I did feel like it was a little flat. Like, I feel like it opened up great. I was like, oh, okay, all right. You know, I see it. But then, like, the situation they brought back in with her friend, that was like, okay, what are we doing with this whole storyline? And then it's like, what else was it?
I thought the Lyft shit was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I loved every minute of that.
That was so
it was
funny.
It had its moments, I feel like it dragged out a little too much.
Could you
much.
Explain yeah. why you felt like that scene was so dope?
Wait,
in your opinion,
scene?
the Lyft scene.
It was a
no,
couple
I meant
scenes.
All of this
yeah.
Lyft scene.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like they stayed on that too long.
Yeah, the specific one where like she where picked up the first. No, yeah, when she picked up the first guy and he was that light skinned dude kind of sitting in the back or whatever.
Nathan, I think.
And then they picked up the second guy
yeah,
and like their interaction
and
stuff like that.
And shit and just being an asshole.
You could just see. And then on top of that, I don't know if this was the same situation, but I think there was a different Lyft situation where she picked somebody up and they threw up in her car.
Yep.
That was right at the beginning when she was about to pick up Molly. That is just the struggle is real.
Because it's all real shit.
It is real. Like, And shit happens like that.
You can tell different stories with the lift scenes, mm-hmm. and I think that will give her a little bit more room to play with certain things during the season. Well, the guy throwing up and then their conversation, you know, afterwards. But more importantly, I think the one that stood out to me the most was the fight.
Yeah.
That was the most obvious one. Just the two dudes getting in there and, you know, dude's like, be respectful. He's like, man, fuck you. And then they start fighting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, dude get out, he runs. And so I think that they're like little mini things that you can tell like real quickly.
See, I feel like she bit off of that though, off of Black and Sexy TV. Cause they had a whole show dedicated to like lift type stuff. Like it was like, it was called Driver or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they had stuff like that in the show. It's like an online, she was partnered with them at one point.
Yeah,
I know what
Black and Sexy TV.
Yeah. Do you remember that series they had? I think it was called Driver or something. And they had.
No, I don't know that. I was only familiar with Rumi Lover Friend.
Oh no. So yeah, I watched pretty much all the series.
It's like, I'm slipping. Let me type this down.
Yeah. But yeah, they had the same type of themes in that show. Mm. And it was like one of the first people that I saw do it. So I'm like, dang, why are they basically biting that whole thing?
Well, there's another show. I've never watched it, but there's another show that does that too.
I think it's
I think Driver was the first one. This is before,
how recent
like,
is Driver?
This is years ago. This is like before, this is like right when the whole Uber and lift thing started.
I mean, that's fine if she bit it, as long as she does it well.
Yeah, you know how that stuff goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so popular.
You know Ken.
Yeah, I mean, it's so popular and so common to do that. It's kind of like, it doesn't, in my opinion, unless you like bit off something specific. Yeah. I mean, I really don't feel like it would be an issue to show something like that because it shows that, you know, her job just isn't paying enough. And then it's like an outlet for her to get away from like her rooming situation because she really doesn't have anywhere else to go. So she's like, damn, let me go make some money. And then it kind of shows you or highlights all the ways it can turn out as she, you know, tries to like escape.
So y'all think that she's going to continue that theme through the whole series?
I don't think this season?
I don't think the whole
maybe
thing, but at least for a while, because I mean, mm-hmm. the thing about it is, having that Uber interaction, it allows her to bring in different characters and
exactly.
different scenarios
and
that aren't
people.
Already there. Like when I get in the Uber, I don't talk to nobody. Like even if they're super talkative, I might give little short answers, but unless they're like, I have an instant connection, they're talking about some real cool shit.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna sit in the back of my business.
But you learn now, a lot about people through that type of stuff.
Right.
It's
right.
Crazy.
On the other hand, someone like Dom, I don't know if you've watched some of his videos, mm-hmm. like he will get into an Uber and film himself and he's talking the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he always ends up getting with these fucking Uber drivers that are bananas,
mm.
that are crazy, and it makes for great content. So if Issa can do that and spin that into a way to make content for the show, I think that's incredibly smart.
Oh my God.
Especially being in New York, there's gotta be all kinds of LA,
yeah.
sorry. Especially being in LA, there's got to be all kinds of wackos that would get in her car.
So you know how, like, Lawrence isn't on the show anymore? I
R.I.P. Rip Lawrence.
wouldn't it be crazy if she picks up that girl he was talking to?
That would be dope.
Tasha?
Either Tasha or that other, the light-skinned girl that she brought to dinner. Because Issa actually
the
Indian girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was cute as shit, too. I forgot about her.
Yeah.
Oh my God! If she does some shit like that, I'm gonna.
That
die.
Would be great.
I'm gonna die.
Oh, that's a good ass idea.
I'm gonna die.
You should tweet her.
I mean, it's too late now. What the hell?
Oh, probably.
She might plug it in.
Yeah, Issa on that bullshit though.
She is.
She's on that bullshit.
I feel bad for my girl though.
No, I'm talking about like the writer Issa of this season is on that bullshit.
Oh, why?
This season is about to be a hot mess.
I can feel it.
And I know you set us up and you told us this is about to be toxic masculinity and all this other stuff. But she is on this whole Daniel thing. She is turning Daniel into the bad guy.
He was always the bad guy.
What?
Exactly.
When?
Daniel been an asshole.
I thought people liked him from the jump.
Nobody liked Daniel.
What?
Daniel was a producer.
Where was I at?
I don't know. Asleep.
I thought people wanted her to get with Daniel and leave Lawrence.
Because it was spicy at first, but now it's like he's being mean.
But was he mean, and just maybe I don't remember. So was he mean in the previous seasons?
No, because
all right, so that's what I'm saying.
You mean like how she split?
Yes.
No, I don't really think so, because I think that now, I mean, we see how their relationship is playing out. It's kind of like, I don't know. He just seems like, because she doesn't. Okay, So it's both of their faults, I think.
Okay.
I think that Issa is not being honest with herself. She's obviously not honest with herself a lot of the times. And she tries to ignore her instinct. Mm-hmm. So it's like she knows that she likes Daniel. And she knows that she felt a certain like level of comfort, you know, asking and reaching out to him to stay at his spot. But at the same time, she's trying to play advocate, where she's kind of like, you know, yeah, I like him, but I don't want to mix rooming with fucking.
She's trying to keep it separate.
Yeah, she's trying to keep it separate. But it's like, with that being said, you can't feel a way when you hear him fucking somebody else. Or you can.
That's disrespectful.
No. I mean, you can.
But that's the fucked up shit that AC is doing
but
right in this
show. He's never
shown
himself to not be disrespectful.
I just never imagined, based on the character that we got the first two seasons, that he would be that fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's another level of fucked upness.
And we're already starting. Go ahead.
Even though I didn't watch it, but from what I remember, what was his name?
Daniel.
The producer, Daniel. It always seemed like he had a soft spot for Issa, and he always tried to be that, and Issa was the one that built that wall.
Exactly.
So for now, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's always trying to be that nice guy. If he's fucking other chicks now, it's kind of like, well, this is kind of where you put me.
No, I understand that. But I think with the theme that she's trying to do this episode, like, they don't have a Lawrence to hate anymore, right? So they need somebody on the show to hate.
Oh, is that where you're
she's
going with
setting
this?
Daniel up to be that guy.
But
she's not setting it up
Issa,
because she's been
nobody
done that
find
though.
Very few people, it seems to me, find fault in Issa.
No, for example, my thing is,
what are you talking about?
No, we do. Oh, okay. I'm talking about outside of us.
I see it plenty, especially men. I see it plenty. Yeah, it's just our voices get muted because it's not our type of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I definitely find fault in Issa, but I'm still rooting for her. Like, Issa is like the friend that I would have, and it's like, girl, you're not making the best decisions, but like, you need some money or something. Do you need help? You know, like you're reaching out and you want to give them help, but it's like, they have to help themselves first. It's like, I'm rooting for her. I know that's my girl. She makes some dumbass decisions, but that's still my nigga. You know, that's how I feel about Issa. And I think that she should just be more honest with herself, because it's like, why would you put yourself in a situation with somebody that you halfway like, but you kind of want to put boundaries, but you've curbed him before, but he's been there for you. It's like, you know, you baited him into basically saving you, but you're giving mixed feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me is fucked up.
And then they have that conversation, you know, in the episode where she's, you know, up front. And she's
like opening up to him.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, that's kind of fucked up what you're doing. He's like, yeah, but I thought we just roommates. Like, what are you talking about? Why are you here? And she's not even being honest then.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, fine, fuck it. I'm out. Okay. And close the door. And people got mad at Daniel. I think she's not saying anything.
I think it's because of the way that he said it. He was just kind of like, and I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. I'm just saying that the initial like, all right. But even with his all right, it was just kind of like, man, I understand why he's like, this bitch is really in my house playing with me. Like, why are you doing this? You know, like, you're annoying.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be fucking chicks in the next room.
He really shouldn't.
He can go to their house.
It's his house.
I mean, I get it, but that's disrespectful. Like, if one of y'all came and stayed at my house, I'm not going to be fucking a chick in the other room loud as fuck with y'all on the couch. I think that's just a respect thing versus whoever's staying at your house.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not even about Issa. It's just like, that's tacky as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Like, go fuck her at her house.
No, sure. I agree.
Or do the pillow shit where you just, you know, well, you might kill her. Hold on. Put your...
You might kill her for real. You already killing her, but you might really kill her.
Mike letting out all his fetishes low key.
Oh, my God.
Take this pillow. You want to... I'm gonna stop. I see you, Mike.
There's a way to
you
do it.
Get out. I'm about to put it all in.
I'm just saying.
Mike got holes poked in the pillow.
Y'all are fucking stupid. You know what I meant.
Yeah. Hey, remind us not to sleep on Mike's pillow. Everybody sleep on Mike's house. Boy, I don't want no pillow. I'm straight. Yeah.
But no, I feel you. Like, yeah, he could tell her to just kind of keep it down or whatever, not do it anyway. Yeah, no, what he's doing is mad disrespectful.
Right.
And it's very, very extreme. And it just seemed like it's super extreme for who Daniel was, or maybe apparently we just didn't really know who Daniel was.
Or
in the
he's
first
doing
two
it to make her jealous because no, he still likes her.
Wait, but how's it on him if it's the girl that's getting in pleasure and she's just loud? She's
because
a screamer.
He could be like, "Yo, chill." Like or he knows.
Yeah, we're about to have silent sex. Yeah. Come on, we adults.
You can have silent sex. What you mean?
Not silent, but you know what I'm saying. Like, be quiet, my nigga. Like.
I mean, some chicks are in this
spot. Yeah, so you got screamers. You got screamers out there.
If she's a pro, she cannot act. She ain't got to do all that.
Exactly.
If she knows somebody's in the other room, everybody here, I'm sure, at some point has fucked with somebody in the next room that you don't want to hear.
Or in the room.
Like,
and maybe she was, room, and maybe she was extra loud just because she knew she was
right.
In the
room.
Right,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, I think all that shit was on purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, but that's not his fault, though.
It's still his fault.
It's his
in the middle
fault.
Of sex, you're gonna be like, yo, really, if you don't stop, if you don't.
No.
Down,
it's
he
should have
brought her there to
yeah, you're talking about during. Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
I don't agree with that. So because she lives there, he can't bring a chick over?
But if we know about the fuck.
Think about it. Look. If it was the opposite way and Daniel had asked to stay with Issa or whatever, right? And he's not really doing the best with his job situation and stuff. And she brings niggas over and they are just beating it the fuck up. And she out there screaming.
At that point, you have to make a decision. That's her house.
Exactly. And here's the thing. You think Daniel would really give a fuck?
You saying
he'd probably be at another chick's house banging her. Like,
that's fine. No,
that's fine, though.
That's fine. But you don't have to bring it to the place that you know
we're not saying,
this girl that...
No. I'm using her example of saying that if Daniel was on Issa's couch,
okay,
right? And Issa's fucking a dude. That Daniel probably be like, "Well, damn, okay, bad. Well, I'm gonna get mine."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The thing is from what I'm hearing is, it sounds like
he's like you should have watched, huh?
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch, man. I got a lot of shit going on, but I'm gonna watch. But either way, it just sounds like this is just a buildup of everything that Issa has done, and now it's kind of backfiring on her.
For
because,
sure.
Because Daniel has always been a bit open, like he's always had other chicks or whatever, and then he tried to put a pause on all of that for Issa, and now that she's played with his emotion,
right.
Like he's supposed to not be a guy.
And he tried to do that again in this episode, and she didn't take him up on that offer.
We're not saying that he can't fuck or whatever. And it's not about being a guy or not being a guy. It's a respect thing. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, right. But I think I'm just going by what Mike said about go to that person's house. I'm like, well, why? This is my house.
I know, but
also agreed to let her stay there.
Right.
So at the same time, you're agreeing to certain inconveniences.
Exactly. Like, if you have somebody staying at your house, you still gonna be walking around naked, getting fucking shit.
Whoa, hold on. No. Rod is right. No, you... The inconveniences is on the person that's staying there, not the person that lives there.
No.
It's both to a certain extent.
Because you invited that into your house. Look. Sophie just made the perfect point. You tried to no over it. Are you still going to be walking around with your dick dangling because somebody's staying there? Yes or no?
No,
exactly. Why?
But he's not smashing like in the same.
It doesn't view. Matter.
It's the same concept. Oh my god! How do I stop?
Answer my question.
I already said no.
But why? No, I said why. You didn't answer that part.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I said
why would you not?
Said it's not the same. That's what his answer.
No. That's not what I said. I'm saying it's not in the same room. Like, of course, I'm not gonna walk around with my dick dangling.
Why
if somebody's
not?
On the, because
no, I get that makes sense.
That because that's
it's still
out in the open,
but it's still a respect thing. You wouldn't do that because you respect this girl enough to not have.
But he'll do it in his room though.
Right.
Well, you could do it.
She's not in there.
Exactly.
Huh?
What? But, okay. The difference is the difference is seeing and hearing. Right. So she can't see his dick dangling around. So it's not a big deal.
Right.
But she can hear him fucking. My whole point is I'm not saying that.
So let me go back a little bit.
OK.
Then. So I'm not disagreeing with the fact that you shouldn't be all loud like all that shit.
Right.
And so you can hear him. So I do get that. Like, you know, you got to respect the person that's in the other room.
That's
but,
what I'm saying.
But to the point of like, don't let that person over. Nah, fuck.
Right. No. Okay. Look, if you talk to the chick ahead of time.
OK.
Hey, I have this girl staying at my house that we used to have a situation. So we can do what...
Right? My phone.
We can do whatever, but you got to keep it down. We have to be low key.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. But now if you're bringing this girl over and you haven't had that conversation and it turns into a... for however long, like, come on, man, that's disrespectful.
But you know what? Even though I think... Oh, go ahead. Nah, you got
so,
it.
So, all right. So, like, what about, like, in apartment situations where... You know, you might be a little loud and the person might knock on your shit like, yo, keep it down.
Okay.
What So you respect those situations?
That's
too?
A different situation. That's a different situation. I'm gonna tell you why. Because look, I didn't invite that person upstairs to stay there. That's her problem. Now, if I am being loud and I know I'm being loud, and she comes down and is like, "Yo, can you turn it down?" Absolutely. Mm. But now, if it's fucking 12 o'clock in the middle of the day, and she comes down and is like, "Oh, your TV's too loud, man. Get the fuck out of here. Go find something else to do. Eat shit and choke on it." No, I'm not having this conversation. But if it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm watching fucking Transformers or some shit, and she's like, "Yo, can you turn that down? I'm trying to go to sleep." Absolutely.
Mm. All right. Well, y'all let us know in the comment section. Should Daniel be banging chicks loudly?
You know, I don't agree with the loud.
That was my only thing. Okay. That was my only thing.
But I thought you said like go to their house.
Yeah, they shouldn't come over at all.
No,
yeah.
I didn't because it was loud.
Right. But because it's
just
loud.
Just adjust it. Like, okay, like, you know. Cause isn't that what she did by the end of the episode? Yo, just letting you know somebody's over or something. He said, just did. Let me know. Yeah. She let him know, right? He let her know.
Right, but she shouldn't have to let him know. He's not that stupid that she's going to be cool with that.
Well, no, he was like, she was like, yo, just let me know next time or whatever. And he's like, yo, just letting you know.
Yeah,
but no, but that's what I'm saying. Okay. She shouldn't have ever had to say, hey, let me know. Because if he was bringing a chick over and they were fucking and it wasn't all loud, I don't think it would have been an issue like that. Mm-hmm. But she's fucking.
I do.
It would have been an issue, but that would have been on her.
Right. That would have been on her because he wasn't doing anything and he couldn't really predict that she would have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. But they're being loud as fuck.
And which is coming across as rude.
Yeah. It's extremely rude. Like I said, it doesn't even matter if it's her. I wouldn't bring any friend over and be fucking a chick loud like that in the other room. That's disrespectful.
But it's rude for two reasons, though. It's rude for two reasons. The first reason is that obviously, like, damn, I'm trying to sleep. I might, you know, I have work in the morning and shit like that. I'm trying to clearly make something myself so I don't have to be up in here for that long. But then on top of that, yeah, like, we fucked. And, like, we used to have a thing or whatever. And that might be something that is on her, but that's probably the second reason why she feels away.
Two other things. So the Molly thing, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think you said that. I think that's one of you guys said that. Yeah, that's getting a little old. I don't know where that's gonna go, but they need to clean that up.
Well, it's obvious at this point that the wife knows about it.
Yeah, but she said her name. Exactly. They have an open relationship, but she's like, catching feelings and shit. Again. It's like
I feel like she's trying to establish boundaries though.
Only boundary is take your shit and go the fuck home.
But then also he's weird about it too, because it's like he wants to do all this extra stuff, and like to me, it doesn't sound like, I mean, I don't know. I was under the impression that open relationship meant like, yeah, you can fuck somebody else or whatever. But it's like, is it open to the point where it's like emotional? Y'all can like hang out and do whatever the fuck?
I think that's where she's getting mixed up. She was like, yo, are we just fucking or not? Like, if we just fucking, let's just fuck. Then you bounce and get out. Well, give me my motherfucking key.
Which is what I would be like if I was in an open relationship or in a whatever it is. It's like he's clearly in a defined relationship. Like he's in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. But for her, it's like, I'm not in a relationship with you, though.
Right.
You know?
But she's, yeah.
But he acts like, he's like, oh, yeah, let's just make pancakes together and let's hang out and I'll take you on a date and let's do all this. But to her, it's like, damn, like, it's cool because we have great sex or whatever. But at the same time, it's not cool because you have somebody to go home to that y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want together. But I'm catching feelings for you.
I think this whole thing could live on if it was, I want to say, directed a little bit better, or if the actor was different. I feel like the dude is just like corny.
I like Jerome. He is
corny.
He is corny, but I think it works though.
Yeah,
I
don't
think
it
works. Sure.
It always bothers me though.
No, it is. It's like, dang, are you really that corny?
Like he's really that corny.
Yeah, he annoys me.
Like,
but
when she was like, so we have to establish some boundaries. And he was just looking at her like, okay, what's up? What are the boundaries? And she told him. And then he was like, okay. When he was, you want breakfast? And she's like, no, like, you need to get out. Like, you know?
Yeah, it's just something annoying about that storyline. I feel like it could be better.
I like the storyline. He just annoys me.
It's worn out its welcome, in my opinion.
Say that one time?
It's worn out its welcome. We've had enough of this. Mm-hmm. Like, what does she have to establish? She knows he has a wife. He's never hid that. Mm-hmm. She's still engaging in activities with him.
Right.
Why is she getting mad at him? He's done nothing wrong.
Right.
She should be mad at herself.
Exactly.
She put herself in that situation.
Yeah.
I'm over that part.
Yeah.
And the one thing, the new thing they introduced was they let us know that the wife knows.
Right.
We didn't know that at first. So they say, oh, the wife knows. So that's supposed to be the, oh, the drama. Like, ooh. But, you know, but it's like, okay, we need to do something different there.
I think they probably should just kept it as like a side piece storyline.
Yeah, maybe. But
that's a real thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think what's going to annoy me, and then, you know, unless y'all got anything, we can
wrap
up.
I'm not saying open relationships aren't real things, but like more so side piece.
I think
it's more common.
Yeah. I think this job situation is going to piss me the fuck off this whole season.
What is?
Issa's job and how they are just mad disrespecting her.
Like on the job?
Yeah,
but why? I don't remember what happened.
It was something to do with that school and the kids.
Because she was going through stuff and it affected her job performance.
Yeah,
I just don't remember what happened. I don't know what she did.
But she's definitely punished. But she's coming to them and saying, "Hey, you know, these people are leaving because you guys are not being truthful or truly representing what you say you are." And she's like, "Oh, why did you do that? You know, I'm trying to give you some people are canceled. I'm trying to tell you why. Like, and plus, I'm a person of color. Like, I, you know." Can you know speak to this and you know there's like oh I, you know I got this or you know, I don't know man it's just it's gonna do a number on me I can just feel it that whole you know the white savior type thing that they got going on
that's been a theme for a minute though.
I know but it seems like they're gonna double down on that because now Issa's been removed from the limelight and now she's on the phones.
So. Yeah, and even her friend, she was like, you know, could you say something to them about it? And her friend was like, you know, I'm just in a different position right now. I'm like not ready to like lose that. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, not really. But
I don't blame her.
No, I mean, I get it, but that sucks that she's in that position. So I don't know what she need to start looking for a new job, to be honest. I hope, I don't know. I kind of want to see Issa do something beyond just be stuck at her position. Like she needs to pursue something. And I'm not saying, you know, she should quit and be a rapper or some shit. But I just feel like.
But isn't that life though?
It is life for sure. But I definitely want to see her like job hunting or falling into something that she really likes to do or like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think Issa knows what she likes to do.
I don't think she knows either, which is why I think she has to fall into it. And also back to the Daniel thing, I just really don't understand like, because remember how Daniel came into the show in the first season? They were always saying, you know, like, you were unfinished business. You were the itch that I never got to scratch. Mm-hmm. Like, we've never gotten to do this. We were childhood friends, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like, I feel like he's given her, it's almost like she's scared of, like, the possibility of being with him, which is something I don't understand. And I would really be interested to see, like, you know, I want them to explore, like, why is that?
Yeah.
Is he like your dad or something? And he reminds you too much of your dad or something? Or does he trigger something in you to where, like, you really feel like you would fall for him or whatever? And just, does that scare you? Like, I want to know, like, what triggers her to where she just consistently keeps avoiding him? Because this has been happening her whole life.
Yeah, real quick, Raph. And I think the other thing is, aren't Molly and Dro childhood friends, too?
I think so, yeah.
Interesting.
Mess. Just can't leave him alone type situation.
I was going to say, isn't Issa just insecure? Just overall? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like in all of her relationships. So maybe that's the reason why, like, she's had maybe a good friendship with him, but she doesn't necessarily want to cross that boundary because all of her relationships have been messed up.
I want to know why we're insecure. Like take me inside of yourself and like I understand a lot of like the surface reasons like oh she's insecure but it's easy to pass something off as that. I want to know like did something happen like I want Issa and Molly to sit down and have a conversation to reveal something about why they are the way they are or like why they feel like certain relationships trigger them or why they avoid certain things like where does the insecurity come from?
Well I think it, you know Issa's a bit awkward.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
and I love that about her.
He pulling out all the titles.
Black girl, I know. What else you got?
Yeah.
She's a bit.
You know, she's black too, right?
Oh, is she? Yeah. Yeah. And she's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a girl too?
He got all the Big Sean punchlines today.
But I don't know. I feel that sometimes, right, like the way a story is written, you kind of assume some of those things because they give you a little nuggets here and there, right? Like we know that she's awkward. I would assume because she's awkward in just the relationship she had with Lawrence that it doesn't always work out. And then remember once she broke up with Lawrence, all of those weird dudes that she started kind of, you know, quote unquote dating, just, you know, meeting and stuff. Like maybe that's just the reason why she just doesn't want to pursue something.
So the reason
it's weird. weird.
Right. So the reason why we got to where we are, and I think that would be interesting if she did that, but the reasons why really isn't important, but it's just how we deal with how we are in the present moment.
Exactly. I think she's done a good job of explaining Issa the character as to why she is how she is, or just the scenarios that she's had. Like we've seen a lot of different scenarios in her life throughout this show. So I feel you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it would definitely lend some clarity.
Yeah.
Right. Like if we can go, you know, back in time to certain points and stuff like that. But I think we kind of get a gist as to why shit just doesn't always work out for her.
And it's so funny because it's like when she's going through these awkward ass situations, like you can feel it. Yep. Like when you're watching it, you're like, even if you've never been in a situation, you're like that, you can definitely be like, damn, that sucks. Like you can relate. And it sucks because even like season two, when she was going on all those dates and stuff with Molly, and she came out in the trench coat and she was like walking all sexy, and Molly's like, what are you doing? Like, it's just like, you're trying too hard. You're doing too much, you know, like. Yeah. Calm down, you know? Like, I feel like people are in their heads too much.
Yeah. Well, anyway, episode two is tonight, FIFO.
I know. I'm
yeah,
we have it here at
up.
The studio, too. So if you wanted to watch it here.
Yeah. You can watch it here. So that's, you know, our recap. So we'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.